Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, brought to you by MyFantasyLeague.com. I am your host, Rick Serratella, with another edition. We are just about 4 weeks away, folks, from the NFL Draft, and we are bringing you the names you need to know. And today we got Tuskegee wide receiver Philander Brown on the MyFantasyLeague.com hotline. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Hey, how you doing, sir? My name is Philander Browder, though. Philander Browder.
Oh, Philander Brown, I'm sorry. I miswrote your name, so my apologies for that, Philander. So, you know, listen, we had you on the show because you had a pretty good pro day performance that gained a lot of attention with the NFL team in attendance. So let's hear from you, Phil. Were you happy personally with the pro day results?
I started off like doing UAB Pro Day first, and then I did Tuskegee Pro Day the back-to-back. Like, Tuskegee Pro Day was, like, on the 5th, and UAB Pro Day was on the 4th because I thought it was going to rain. So I told my agent that I was going to do UAB Pro Day first and then do Tuskegee Pro Day back-to-back, see how it was. So I came out with the UAB Pro Day. I performed. I did had pretty good numbers. I ran a 4.38. That was a pretty good 40. So I wanted to compete with my teammates, so I came to Tuskegee Pro Day the next day and came back and ran a 4.39 at Tuskegee Pro Day. And the field was kind of horrible, but, I mean, it's just adversity, man. We all go through it, so, but, like, I just had to go out there and show the scouts that I can do, that I can compete with my teammates. So,
a couple things about that. You know, the one thing talking to Tuskegee players, I know you guys are proudful guys. You guys have some talent over there, and, you know, the NFL scouts have been coming to pay visits throughout the season. Now, I'm just curious, were you blazing these times leading up to the pro day workout? Like, when you were training and pre-testing and all that stuff, were you running 4.3s consistently, or did the adrenaline – you know, once you got out there, all eyes on you, kind of hype it up a little bit more and get the speed up?
On my junior pro day, like, that was back in last May, I had ran a 4.34. And while I was training during the off season, during December and all the way up to March, I was running 4.3s, low 4.4s, but I was mainly running 4.3 for real.
All right, very good. We're talking.
I was training at D1 training facility in Birmingham, Alabama, where Brody Core is a co-owner, him and D'Amico Ryan. So.
Oh, okay. Very nice. So, Philander Browder here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, Tuskegee Wideout. You know, did you get an opportunity to work out with anybody and pick the brain, you know, when you were doing your training down in Birmingham? Anybody passed through that you were able to pick their brain in terms of the whole draft preparation process? And, you know, what's the best piece of advice that you did receive?
Well, I was working out with Joe Webb, who played for the Minnesota Vikings. I was catching routes with him, like, mostly when he had his off season, when he came down during, like, January and February. But and plus, I was working out with Matt Barkley, because he was training down there also, getting his shoulder rehab and then doing his training at D1 with me and him. So I was catching routes with him. So basically I was just getting all, like, the NFL-type workouts so I can get ready for the next level.
Yeah, okay, interesting. So, you know, Matt Barkley has his pro day coming up this week, I believe. So give us a little breakdown scouting report what we're going to see from Mr. Barkley when he performs?
Well, you're gonna see a top first round draft pick, top first round draft quarterback. Like he knows the game. Like he studies film like an NFL ready quarterback. So you'll see come pro day. I mean, he's gonna impress some scouts. I believe he is.
All right, good to know. So, hey, you never know. Down the line, maybe you guys wind up on the same team and connect in the pros. And we're talking to Phil Ander Browder here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. How about you, Phil? You know, at the next level, any guys that you like to watch or anybody that might remind us of you? You know, what kind of guys did you really watch growing up or current players in the NFL today?
Right now, like, my favorite player was Anquan Boldin. I try to watch his film on YouTube, watch his route, watch how he ran his route, watch how he caught the ball. But, like, I like Jacoby Jones' game, so I try to use his techniques, try to use it on the field for me. So, but my speed is, like, my advantage over every corner, so I feel like I can run against any corner in the nation. Like
okay, and Jacoby Jones, he's an explosive kick returner. Is that something you can envision yourself in that kind of role, too, at the next level?
Oh, yes, sir. I can help my team out with a kick return, either punt return. I mean, because, like I said before, my speed is, like, my advantage. Like, and
right.
I've been doing kickoff returns since, like, high school, playing wide receiver, playing DB, because I came in Tuskegee playing corner. Until they moved me my redshirted freshman year into wide receiver because we had a couple of ineligible wide receivers, so we only had, like, six. So they told me to come play wide receiver. So I was like, I did it in high school. I mean, it's not that easy. They gave me a week to learn the playbook, so I learned the playbook. And I started playing wide receiver from there.
All right, so flashing your versatility as well then, Phil Ander Browder here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show with your host Rick Saratella. He's joining us on the MyFantasyLeague.com hotline. And, you know, for those tuning in and maybe finding out about you for the first time, Phil Ander, you know, what kind of style of play, you know, give us a little breakdown, you know, if you were to give a scouting report of yourself, you know, what kind of style of play are you and what do you consider to be your biggest overall strength aside from the speed? Because we know speed is definitely your strong point. Is it route running? Is it hands? Is it instincts? Give us a little breakdown.
I'm kind of like a physical wide receiver because my coach he told me how to, he said if you want to go to the next level you have to be physical because you can't let these corners put their hands on you. And I use my physicalness and my speed wise to get off the line and then catch the ball. I mean, once you get off the line and run your route, right, and catch the ball, you can basically can make it in anywhere in that level. So I try to use my physicalness. I can catch, run with anybody. I mean, my route is crisp. My coach Bivens taught me how to run my route crisp because he coached the Roddy White. So I try to use whatever he told him to do to come to the next level. So I use that so I can use for my ability. So.
Okay, so, well, I'm sure there's a lot of good advice to get there. So you like to mix it up a little bit and get physical. How about blocking? Is that something that you enjoy doing?
Yeah, I enjoy blocking because if you ain't going to block, you're not going to go to the next level because the coaches, they want to see what you're going to do. Like, if you're the backside receiver, if you're going to block or you just going to just run a half route. I mean, if you don't block, the running back is not going to get yardage. And then, like, if the running back don't get yardage, the team is not going to produce or drive down the field and score. So I block. I can do whatever the coach wants me to do.
All right, very good. How about a favorite play at Tuskegee? Take me through, you know, your favorite play. You know, the play comes into the huddle. You hear the play called. You know, hey, this is it. The ball's good chance the ball might come my way. This is my play. Take me through that play, what you're doing as you walk up to the line of scrimmage. What are you reading on the defensive side of the ball? What's your role? And just take me through the whole route and the breakdown of and execution of the play, your favorite play at Tuskegee.
Can I give you two favorite plays?
Sure.
My first one is, like, it's on my highlight tape. My first play on my highlight tape is, like, it's called, we got this play called Saints. and that's a screen pass to me. So I know off top if the corner is backed off, that I'm gonna score. Cause like if the corner's playing cover two, and we run stinks, that's like a screen pass to me. that just bright my day when I see him running cover two. And my second favorite player is called Maryland. And if I see the corner coming down, try to press me, that's me going for a go route over the top, nine ball, touchdown all day. Like, that's my bread and butter play. Them two plays right there, those are my bread and butter plays. I scored a 94-yard touchdown with that Saint, or with that screen pass, and I scored like an 89-yard go route to win the game one time with that Maryland.
All right, I like it. So, you can kill him underneath and take it to the house with the yards after catchability, or just beat him deep altogether with that sub-4-4 speed you got there with the Philander Bratter Tuskegee wideout here in the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. You know, how about in terms of your game, Philander, coming into your senior season, is there any kind of area of your game you worked on trying to improve, a certain area you wanted to get better at, or anything you focused on just getting better in a particular aspect of your game?
Well, during my senior year, I came in, I tried to read the game, read, watch more film. My coach said, if you want to become an NFL player, you got to watch more film, study the defense. So I tried to use that as my ability. And then I worked on my hands more. I called jugs every day with my coach. He brought the jug machine out, called jugs with him, ran my route so I can get better, so they can be better than Chris. So that's what I worked on. I worked on my feet work with the ladder with my speed coach at D1. I mean, I worked on everything, so I'm trying to just perfect my craft. If you perfect your craft, you'll make it to the next level.
All right, very good. We're going to dive into our three and out segment in just a second. But first, because we have Philander Browder here from Tuskegee, and I mentioned earlier in the show, they have quite a few prospects on the NFL radar. And, you know, if you listen to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, you know, we've had on William Hollis, the linebacker, Derek Washington, the running back, which I'm a very big fan of, transfer from Missouri. Phil, before we dive into the three and out, you know, who are some guys maybe whether we might not, maybe the casual NFL fan might not have heard about them yet, maybe from this year's draft class, or some players on the team for next year that people should keep a lookout for?
Well, we got a safety, Alex Buford, and another safety, Jamar Hornsby. Like, them two safeties, they coming out in my class too. And we got another corner named Adam Lucas. He's pretty good. He's coming out in my class too. But next year, my little brother, he plays corner. And he's a senior this year. He went to Prattville High School. You probably heard of it. Probably not. But it was like ranked at number two in the nation. But he went to he plays corner. He plays corner, starting corner for Tuskegee. So y'all should be on the lookout for him. He's big, physical. Speed-wise, he run a sub-4-4.
All right. I mean, so did you take him under the wing a little bit since you have that cornerback experience and kind of show him the ropes of the position?
Yes, sir. But when he went to Prattville, he was more coached up than me because we went to different high schools. So, but the Prattville coaches taught him technique and everything because he signed with Furman University, D1 school in South Carolina, but he didn't really like it up there, so he transferred to Tuskegee, tried to play with me, so he wanted to be that brotherhood back together. So it all worked out for the best.
All right, so we'll keep an eye on him next season for sure. But now it's time for our three and out segment. You know how we do it, and we're going to go first down with Philander Browder of Tuskegee, wide receiver, and he did a wonderful job breaking it down. X's and O's between the lines, but now it's time to go outside the lines. And first down, Phil, if I said you could take one female celebrity out on a date, which female celebrity would you like to take out?
One female celebrity I would take out on a date is Stacey Dash.
All right. She's got quite a few votes this draft season, so Stacy moving up the draft standings here on the big board, on the NFL Draft Bible big board. She's rising up the rankings. So, all right, let's go second down, Philander. How about the iPod rotation? You know, what are you listening to? Working out? What gets you hyped before the game? What do you like to listen to on your downtime? Give us a little rundown of the iPod rotation.
Oh, well, when I'm working out, I mean, on my iPod, I usually turn in on Meek Mill. His Dream Chaser mm-hmm. album is like motivation to me. I mean, it gets me so hyped, like, when I work out. And plus, on my downtime, I'd rather listen to some R&B or some gospel or something like that. Probably some J. Cole.
Okay. All right. Very good. And we're going to move over to third down. And if I said, tell us something about Philander Bratter that we might not know. Give us a little nugget or a tidbit. Could you do that?
Well, I really didn't think I was going to play football coming out of high school. I was mainly stuck on basketball, so basketball my first love. But once I got football scholarships coming in, like offers, I had to make my mind up. Like, I had to give basketball up. So, But basketball my first love. It's always going to be my first love. Like, I love the game. I love both sports, but I love basketball better. But football.
All right, interesting. I'm sure that skill set transfers over to the football field. You know, a lot of players have made that conversion, you know.
Yes, sir. I played football and ran track in high school. Played football, ran track, and played basketball. I was three sports.
Okay, very nice. All right, so there you go. Something we did not know. And, you know, fourth down, we always go for it on fourth down here. And it's a question I wrap up every show with. So let's do it. If I'm an NFL general manager, I want you to tell me why Philander Bratter should be on my NFL roster.
If you was an NFL general manager, I would tell you that I'm best fit for the team. I work hard. I come every day ready to give my all, 100%. All I need is the opportunity to get in one camp to make the 53-man roster. That's all I need. If you just give me that chance, and just let me show you what my ability can do, I can feel like I compete with anybody in the nation. I mean, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So that's what I believe, man. I mean, God got a plan and a destiny for me. So all I can do is just be humble and pray that I get a call.
All right, Philander. Well, we're about a month away from the 2013 NFL Draft, so we'll be keeping tabs on you. Please keep us posted on any developments and any team visits that you do have coming up in the future. So appreciate taking some time out of your schedule. I know you got to run to class, so you know, thanks a lot for taking the time, and we'll be in touch.
All right, thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, and I really appreciate it. And you be blessed.
All right, you too, my man. You got it anytime. That's Philander Brown, Tuskegee wide receiver. And, you know, he comes in at about 6 feet, buck 90, sub 4.4 40. And, you know, somebody that definitely is gaining attention at two pro days. So he had a chance to turn heads in front of NFL teams on back-to-back dates. And, you know, we were out at a couple pro days as well. So the pro day, it seems like it just never ends. And we'll be having all kinds of good updates on the NFL Draft Bible. So follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible. We've got tons of more interviews coming up today. We're going to be releasing a whole bunch of more new footage on YouTube. Of course, I was your host, Rick Saratella, for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, brought to you by MyFantasyLeague.com. Check out MyFantasyLeague.com right now. You can turn $10 into $100 with their latest tournament. So check out MyFantasyLeague.com. You know how we do it here at the NFL Draft Bible. Till the next time.